بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Assalamu Alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu Alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu Alaikum. Thank you.
All right, Sheikh Ahmad Danish. Today's question asks about the problem of evil. I mean, it's a philosophical question and also a theological question. I mean, it talks mainly about the reconciliation between the existence of evil. And of course, this evil can be evil and suffering, you know, disasters, catastrophes, natural disasters even in the world. With an omnipotent, all just, all knowing God. So how these two are reconciled and come together? This is mainly a major philosophical question under the title of the problem of the evil. So we know that philosophy has its own answers, but what about Islam and Islamic theology? How does Islam answer the problem of evil?
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And so when we see this problem of evil and which is, of course, as you pointed out, has been mentioned in the works of various philosophers, and some of the atheists also quote this problem and say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all good and all benevolent and everything attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khair, mm-hmm. how is there so much evil in the world?
Yes.
Right? And so how do we reconcile this evil with God being all good?
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, how this question can be answered is a twofold approach, right?
All
and
right.
So we say that when God gives existence to an entity, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is basically giving wujud or existence to an entity. Wujud in itself is khair. That is, something that was not present, bringing it to life, is giving it existence. And this existence, this ifaza, this emanation from God, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is complete goodness. And in a way that this entire universe that has been created, God mentions in the Holy Quran that this is Nizam-e-Ihsan.
Mm-hmm.
That is, this is the...
the best possible form of the world and creation, that's right.
Best possible creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has
created.
Has
designed for the people, that's right.
Right? And, but what happens with some of the problems that we see in this world, right? For example, somebody is born and is born blind.
Yes.
Or somebody is born deaf. Or somebody is born in a deformed
manner. That's right.
Manner.
Yeah, yes.
And then, how do we explain wars? And in wars, for example, so many people die.
Mm-hmm.
For example, today in Palestine.
Yes.
Only yesterday we saw that 300 people lost their lives. They were all martyred by an evil power supported by a superpower. So why does God, for example, not interfere in these matters? The answer and the reply that we give is that when God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this Nizam-e-Ihsan or the best possible world, He created this world with the idea that human beings have this concept of will or irada or ikhtiyar that has been given to them. And so God desires that we, as human beings, on the basis of our willpower, choose the right path and stay away from the wrong path. And so God has given us intelligence or aql to identify what is right and wrong and to rise beyond our base desires and to choose the right path. And He has also sent us messengers. The prophets have been sent, the Waliullah or the scholars or men of God have been sent to tell people that this is the wrong path and this is the right path. And you have to choose the right path on the basis of your willpower or yes. irada or ikhtiyar.
Okay.
So one of the reasons that evil occurs in the world is that when people out of their irada and ikhtiyar choose the wrong path.
Sorry, Sheikh. Can we consider all these bad, negative occurrences in the world as evil? I mean, is evil a good word or terminology for this? Because we know that sometimes in these sufferings, there are some lessons, there are some tests. There are some, it's better to say, again, that's right, a kind of life lesson in such bad disasters or hardships. Can we call them the evil
ones? For example, in World War II, when atomic bomb was used against Japan, 80,000, for example, people died in just one of such an attack. And so it was a cause of awakening all humanity that what are we doing to our world? We are destroying our world. So there is always this aspect of something not being complete shar or complete evil. Because even in the worst case scenarios, you have this element of a positive message, for example, from something. That if those 80,000 people had not died, humanity would not have risen against weapons of mass destruction. And since that time, these weapons have not been again used against humanity. Of course, we hope that this continues. But as you correctly mentioned, that we cannot pinpoint anything that happens in this world and say that it is shar al-mutlaq or absolute evil.
Yes.
There is a relativity aspect of it, that some things are negative and some things are positive. But what happens is, how do we understand this nizam-e-ihsan? We can say that you have to understand this nizam-e-ihsan or this best of the universe in its entirety. That is, you should not look at just one aspect of it and say that this is shar. But when you look at it as a whole and as pieces of puzzle that fit into a picture, we realize that everything has a place of its own in the entire system and mechanism or the scheme of things that has been designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
And one of the reasons that evil happens in this world and the oppressors oppress others is because of this concept of irada or ikhtiyar or willpower that has been given to man. And this is one of the reasons of creation, that man has been given this willpower to choose the right path.
So can we say that the evil was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the creator of evil. Can we say that?
What we can say is that whatever God created, his basic irada or his basic intent of creating was to propel men towards khair or good. But the secondary irada, because of what men choose for themselves, is related to some of the aspects which might be evil for others. For example, if a person wants to murder, for example, his companion. For example, what happens in the story of Habil and Qabil?
Yes.
Right. So God doesn't desire that Qabil, Cain and Abel, right?
Yes, Cain and Abel, that's right.
Yes. So God doesn't desire that Abel or Cain murders Abel, right? Habil. Habil is not to be murdered by and is not desired by God that he gets murdered.
Yes.
But what Cain does is that out of his free will, he chooses the wrong option and murders his brother. And so should God stop him at that point when he's about to murder his brother, or should God let that happen? Because even letting that happen means that God allows this to happen. But it is a part and parcel of how we are living in this world.
That's
if we did not have free willpower, free will, one of the aspects of free will is that when such an instance is occurring, God should not stop it in the middle, right?
That's right.
And as a result, we can say that without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such an instance could not have happened. But the primary permission or the primary will of Allah, irade-i asli, what we call in kalam, yes. Irade-i asli is going to be related to the good. But irade-i tabai, or the secondary irada, has permitted this act to happen.
That's right. So all now we could say that these evil powers in the world who are active, they are not originally desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. And this is the result of the actions of the people themselves, isn't it?
Yes. For example, even Satan, mm-hmm. right? The existence of Satan, we see that Satan was for 6,000 years obeying and praying and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that one act of his, of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, led him to go astray and to be called Shaitan al-Rajim, mm-hmm. somebody who has been thrown out of the high status that he had. And so we see that even the wujud of Shaitan has benefits for mankind. As you pointed out, that there are aspects of the existence of Shaitan which can benefit humanity. That is, God tells us that he is your enemy and you have to take Shaitan as your enemy. فَاتَّخِذْهُ عَدُوًا Right? And so when a person knows that they have enemies in the form of Shaitan, then they are careful about the path that they are taking. And they're always curious about not being attacked by the enemy. And so therefore, we can say that there is khayr nisbi and there is sharr nisbi. There is relative goodness and relative evil. And in every aspect that we find in this world, there is sharr nisbi and khayr nisbi.
All right.
But this entirety of the system that has been made is a Nizam-e-Ihsan, or the best universe that was possible, with the purpose of elevating man and to let him choose the right path and to stay away from the wrong path.
But is there any khair in the existence of the evil, Shaykh? I mean, the very existence of the evil and the problem of the evil, all these disasters. I mean, we said that, okay, so one of which is that the human beings might be awakened again. I mean, in order to get lessons or something like that. But are there any khair mentioned for the existence of the evil?
Existence of evil, as explained by the scholars or the philosophers, is that God is light, right? And or nur, right? And wherever we don't have nur, we have zulumat.
Darkness.
Or darkness.
Yes.
So it is the absence of light which creates evil. So we saw that even the wujud of Shaitan has positive aspects to it. That is, it keeps us awakened on the right path. Even the worst instances, the worst floods, the worst bombings, the worst weapons of mass destruction can have a positive side to it in the entirety of things. And so we can say that nothing that God has created will have sharr mutlaq attached to it, right? Yes. Sharr mutlaq is absolute evil. Uh-huh. So you have, from amongst the creations of God, some of them will be more more inclined towards evil, and some of them would be more inclined towards good. But in the entirety of the scheme of things, this is the Nizam-e-Ihsan, and one of the aspects of free will is that such instances take place and are a part and parcel of this world and this concept of free will.
Okay. Thank you very much, Shaykh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration regarding the problem of the evil. As we said, the problem of evil is tackled very much differently in religion rather than the philosophy. Even for some philosophers, the evil might have a higher position than this goodness, okay? So that's why, for instance, some of the philosophical thoughts might believe that the existence of the evil in the world is necessary in order to find salvation. So this is not absolutely confirmed by the religion of Islam. But as we said, that's right, Satan is at work and satanic temptations are at work. But all these disasters and the catastrophes that are taking place, some of them might be caused by the natures, the others by the decisions of the people, as you say, Israeli attacks on the Palestinian people, okay? Okay, who can say that the devil and the evil is not at work, okay? Is at work, okay, through his temptations, through killing innocent men, children, and women, unfortunately. It was very kind of you, Sheikh, and thank you very much. And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن